Now, specifically with the moon, what happens is the moon is involved with coral spawning, but it doesn't do photosynthesis and there's no gamma rays. There's different reasons to do with the height of the water at the tide and the success rate for the coral sperm, the eggs and the spawn to get together.
Yeah. So
Right?
basically, you're putting a line through the moon, controlling the menstrual cycle of women.
Well, no, there is that nice coincidence that the Earth and the Moon, where you are together, they're locked together, and the Moon does go around the Earth in that period of time that we call a month or a month, roughly, and women's menstrual cycles are pretty close to that. Now we enter the field called evolutionary biology, which is full of really neat theories and very little proof.
So, in short, I should probably abandon my thesis that I'm calling menstruation.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. The exact opposite. You should enter this field with a joy. Go into the field of evolutionary biology. So go into Google Scholar and go searching for the field of evolutionary biology. Start off on Wikipedia, and if you've got theories like that, mate, you're off to a great start.